Tuesday morning was the coldest so far. The thermometer was at 30 below, and they're surrounded by 25 inches of snow. Nick Vanderpie and three others from the Lacouture and Molek bands of Ojibwe are fighting the elements while fighting the proposed iron ore mine next to their small village.
Hey, it's paradise below zero up here. We got some wall tents going. We got wigwams. We got plenty of dry wood. We got water, deer meat, maple sugar, wild rice, and lots of donuts. We're doing really well.
Why all the donuts?
Need some fat. Need some fat to burn because it's so cold.
Vanderpie says they have two wigwams with large carps thrown over them and a sauna for bathing. They wear wool everything. He says he looks like the abominable snowman when he goes outside.
I've got these idiot strings on my mittens so that I don't lose my mittens when I'm out cutting firewood. One thing about this snappy weather, though, is that the wood really splits. Like right now, as soon as you touch an axe to it, you got firewood.
Iron County has twice proposed to evict them, saying they are campers and have no right to stay beyond 2 weeks. The harvest and research camp was set up last May. Vanderpie expects to be there next May.
We haven't been ejected yet by Iron County. I don't think they want to take this to federal court, so we're in pretty good shape.
Vanderpie says they are grateful to Iron County for keeping Moore Park Road plowed to their village. Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio in Superior.